I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of the Vicki Lawrence two-woman show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Vicki Lawrence. As a child, I was actually in a Carol Burnett look-alike contest in a bar, and one of the producers of the Carol Burnett show was actually there and actually had me come down to CBS studio and try out for the part. And then I actually got a part on the Carol Burnett show, and I created the character of Mama, which is my one and only accomplishment that I've ever done in my life. But I did. I created the character of Mama, and I milked that motherfucker for everything it's possibly worth. And now for the rest of the show, I'm going to be Mama.
God damn it, Eunice. Will you give me another beer? I don't know what... I sound like Big Fatty because I'm Eunice. I'm not Eunice. I'm Mama. But I sound like Big Fatty. And that's all I'm just going to give you the same goddamn 20 minutes of material over and over and over. But it's a solid. It's a solid 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm just going to give you the same goddamn 20 minutes of material over and over and over.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2011 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of October 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a list. Yes, Big Fatty, you do, and on that list is... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, youngsters. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're youngsters today, because y'all, when I went to the Von's East, when I went to the Von's East at lunchtime on Thursday, not Thursday, Big Fatty, y'all, that is, what is that? Oh, that's fried turkey. Yes, Big Fatty. But when I went to the Von's East at lunchtime on Hump Day, y'all, evidently I didn't look like the Walking Dead. No, Big Fatty, because I didn't get the 5% discount for being a senior citizen. Big Fatty, Ed and Hank were talking about the discounts and the coupons, and they're very uncomfortable with those. I heard that, but... Anyway, just wait till you're 60. You'll be more than happy to. Thank you for giving me the discount coupon. Thank you for calling. But anyway, y'all, I've got a list here today. But before we get into the silliness of the day, y'all, I've been listening to little shows, and y'all, I want to send out heartfelt condolences to the Faye driver. Y'all, his uncle passed away. I don't remember exactly when it was, but y'all, and he was very close to him, and y'all, this is not something that's easy to deal with, of course, but we send out our best to the Faye driver, and Big Fatty, I hope he didn't get a ticket. No, not yet, but he will. And the Turnip Head, updated me. Well, one moment, please.
Big Fatty, it's ice water.
Y'all, the Turnip Head, you know, on yesterday's little show, I was talking about it being Lord Byron's celebration of exiting the birth canal yesterday. And I kept saying, I didn't know if it was 2 or 3 years that he had been dead. And y'all, the Turnip Head told me that he died right before the second year of Pride 48 and Lost Wages. So, y'all, that's 4 years. 2, 3, 4, 5. So, y'all, Lord Byron's been gone for 5 years. I mean, for 4 years. And, y'all, I just can't believe that. You know, he always wanted to know that story behind the volcano mug that the old gal would tell. But, you know, she never shared that with him. She never shared that with Big Fatty. Don't make her feel bad. Y'all, there was no story. So it was just kind of a running joke. And Lord Byron knew that. But and y'all, the other bit of sad news that came up on Hump Day. Y'all, you know Gavin. Gavin and Jim, you know, they do that Stick It With a Poke little show on Saturday nights. And y'all, their puppy dog, Cookery, cookery, and cookery has had a lovely long life with her two daddies, and y'all, she's had good times and she's had crappy times too, and y'all, Gavin just took her to the doctor on Monday, and she, you know, she had some she had a growth removed and had stitches taken out and all this kind of stuff just in the past couple of weeks. But y'all, I think on Saturday night, Gavin reported that she was doing much better. And y'all, on hump day, she passed away. And I don't know if she just passed away or if she had to be put to sleep. I don't know the details behind it, but y'all keep Gavin and Jim in your thoughts. I mean, I know they're crazy guys and everything, but you know, it's like a member of the family, and so keep them in your thoughts, and just send good wishes to them in their time. So I think that's all the sadness that I'm gonna pass up. Big Fatty, that's more than enough. Please, can you just do the coupon? That's pretty sad too. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, like I said, I went to the Von's East during my lunch break on hump day, and y'all, that I already told you what that was. Y'all, I didn't get a whole lot. There were a few things that I wanted to get, but y'all, I'm trying to kind of eat a lot of what I've already got in the refrigerator and the freezer. But y'all, they had the, y'all, do you like the Sun Chips? They had those on sale, two bags for $5. So y'all, I got a couple of those, because y'all, I know they're not particularly good for you, but in my mind, they're better for you than regular cheddar cheese flavored or sour cream and onion flavored potatoes. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had the Jimmy Dean roll sausage on sale, and y'all, so I got a roll of the hot and the mild, because y'all, you know, we're moving into the holidays, and that means it's time to start thinking about sausage balls. Yes, Big Fatty, we love sausage balls. So I got those. Y'all, they had the Marie Callender's chicken pot pies on sale, and y'all, they've got one that is it doesn't have the green peas. Y'all, I hate the green peas in a chicken pot pie, but y'all, it's got cone in it. Big Fatty, that's lovely. You can trace it as it's going through. It's true. But y'all, they were on sale, buy one get one free, and y'all, then I had a coupon in addition to that. It was Big Fatty, Ed and Hank are going to be uncomfortable. You talking about the coupon. Well, anyway, it was if you bought three, you got 75 cents off. So, y'all, I picked up three of them, and they were buy one, get one free. And y'all, so, and I got the 75 cents also. Y'all, I got, what is that? Oh, y'all, they had those, the little breakfast pizza pies, on sale, so I picked up a package of those. Y'all, they had the good bag solids on sale. Y'all, and if you have the Fresh Express where you live, they have one called the Paya Gorgonzola, and y'all, it is just delicious. You should really try that. Y'all, I got me, they had the 3-pound package. You know, they had the ground beef on sale, the ground round on sale. And then if you bought, you know, it's one price, but if you buy 3 pounds in the same package, it's even cheaper. So I picked up 3 pounds of that. I'm going to fix me some hamburgers, and then I'll have the rest to go in the freezer. Y'all have spent $42.66, but I saved $13.59.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Mean Teen in the District of Columbia. I've got a quick Ask Big Fatty question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Mean Keen up there in the Washington, D.C. Mean Keen, what you got?
America's pastime football playoffs start tonight. And I'm wondering if you have a team that you're rooting for, or if nobody you're rooting for who you think will be in the World Series. I'm a huge Kansas City Royals fan, so I'm hoping they win it all, but have an awful feeling it's going to be Toronto versus St. Louis in the World Series. So, hoping it's Kansas City, St. Louis, but I'm just curious who you predict to be in the World Series. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Y'all, that of course is Mean Keen, and Mean Keen, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. Hope you're doing well and you're on the mend. Mean Keen's asking about the World Series sports ball. And honestly, Mean Keen, I had to go over to the WWW to see who was even playing, because you know, Big Fatty really only cares about the Atlanta Braves, and they're not in it this year. The wild card, the Houston Astros advanced in the wild card, and they're taking on Kansas City now in the American League Divisional Series. And Big Fatty, you're talking Chinese. Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm not quite through talking about Mean Keen, but in answer to your question, y'all, here are the teams that are involved. There's a wild card game on Thursday night. And I believe it's Thursday night. You know, Big Fatty, we don't know, but y'all, it's the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the winner of that will take on St. Louis, and they all also in there are the New York Mets. And the LA Dodgers, and then the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers are in there. So, y'all, that'll be going on. But Mean Keen, I don't really have a team amongst that I would be pulling for. However, I will say this. You know, Big Fatty likes to pull for the underdog, and Lord knows if there has ever been an underdog, it is the Chicago Cubs. And so if they can make it into the division series against St. Louis, they got to beat the Pittsburgh, the Pirates, before they can do that. So, but I guess if I had to choose a team, I would just be for shits and giggles, rooting for the Cubs. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Big Ricky from Foul Monkeys. You requested that I call you and tell you about the card. Well, the card's for Gay Cribma, but you can open it now if you want to. Doesn't matter. Whichever is good for you. I thought I would be the first one to send one out to you, because I know you'll be getting plenty, I'm sure. But, do whatever you'd like to do. The week before, tomorrow, Gay Cribma Day, whichever. Easy breezy. Alrighty, love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Do you hear, guys? See, y'all, that is...
FoulMonkeys.com.
Oh, Big Fatty, he was doing his advertisement. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Big Ricky from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And first of all, Ricky, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear you Lovely to hear you. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Big Ricky has been saying that he's going to start, you know, he's been doing that adult coloring books. He got some vulgar ones out there at the Pride 48. So, y'all, he's now started making greeting cards. Big Fatty, have you seen the price of greeting cards? I don't blame him. It's true. So he has confirmed that this is indeed for gay crema. Big Fatty had said that on the back of the envelope. Well, I know, but, you know, I just wanted to make sure about these things. And Big Ricky, I think I'm going to wait until, Gay Crema. For those of you who don't know, Gay Crema is All Hallows Eve. Yes, Big Fatty. I think I'll wait and open Gay Crema cards the week of Gay Crema. You know, it falls on a Saturday this year. I'll wait and open it the week of the 26th through the Big Fatty. It'll be here before you know it. It's true. It really will be. So anyway, but Ricky, thank you for calling and clarifying that for me. And it's just lovely to hear your voice, and I can't wait to see your artistic endeavors on the Gay Crema card. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all. A couple of days ago, when Nort called and left a message, I had said that he was my emigrated straight boyfriend, because y'all, you know, he used to live over there in the UK. Straight Bob is my number one straight boyfriend, so Nort is now my emigrated straight boyfriend. And y'all, I mentioned Phil in Oregon, in the Oregons, being my domestic straight boyfriend. Well, y'all, I got a testimonium from Phil, and he says, Herbert Werner, he says, I'm still lurking, but I just wanted to let you know that I have remarried, and I now live in Nebraska. Big Fatty, Nebraska? I know, I guess he has become a corn husker. Big Fatty, and he listens to you, and you're a corn hole. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, I don't believe I said that. But anyway, so Phil, it's delightful. It's just delightful knowing that you're still out there listening to old Natapus, Big Fatty Natapus, and that you're still out there, despite being out there in Nebraska, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I'm going to tell you, this weekend at the coal mine, it's going to be an ass kicker. Yes, Big Fatty, an ass kicker. Keep Larry Cly and Big Fatty and old Veda in your thoughts as we're getting our ass kicked. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of getting your ass kicked at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive contestant. Daniel Bieber, what did you think of today's special little show?
I'm just going to give you the same goddamn 20 minutes of material over and over and over.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that's why you keep coming back, I guess.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.